You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
He was walking around the court, and he walks around by three, and he has these bees in his hand. And he stopped in front of me and said, Max, he said, what number were you? He said, which championship you win? I said, 81 and 84. He said, you were finals MVP. He said, that's the first time I really talked to Joe. He said, I really admire you. He said, and I said, I like you too. And I said, I hope that you guys play. Well, he said, well, and that's when he was talking about the pressure. Mm. He said, and it was so crazy. Just the way the man literally had seemed like he had tears in his eyes, saying, "I would do anything to bring a championship banner here," and I'm just hoping and praying that he does, because he deserves it. The team deserves it. You know what he's been through, back and forth. He just, "I would do anything." He said, "I don't care who I have to kill." And I said, "Well, I need to find out about that guy, Gary Washburn, to make sure he's going to be okay." And Joe Mazzulla just bust out laughing.
The big girls love that. Chicks love the last shot opportunity. Somebody give me a napkin so I can wipe my mouth.
All right, another episode of the Cedric Maxwell Podcast. I'm Josue Pabon alongside Cedric Maxwell. Got the Boston Celtics, new winning streak now, six in a row, coming off their blowout win against the Detroit Pistons. But we got plenty to talk about as well, right? There's no Giannis Antetokounmpo against the Celtics. It's not happening, Max. Last game at TD Garden between these two teams, Celtics and Bucks. But you know what? Again, there's still plenty to talk about, right? We got Sam Hauser, what he did in D.C., we got Peyton Pritchard, Luke Kornet. I like what they did in the last game. I want to ask you about those guys. And then also, they got the return of Kristaps Porzingis. So why don't we start there, Max? What did you make of Kristaps? You know, he missed five straight before playing against the Detroit Pistons. Got out to a great start and looked pretty good to me, man. What did you make of it?
Yeah, he had a few bumps a little bit later, but knocked down some shots early on. Ran well. I think you're looking for that. So I think that was a good deal with him coming back, knocking down shots, being effective, rebounding, just as important. They manhandled Detroit. Really feel sad. My gotta give a shout out to my buddy Rick Mahorn, who my opposite counterpart with Detroit over there on the radio side. I played against him, and he's having a knee operation, so get well soon.
Yeah, get well. We didn't see Rick in the last game. I was going to say, what do you have to say to you? But yeah, we wasn't there. That's right.
Yeah, this is the Detroit team right now. I just don't understand them. I thought when you have Cade Cunningham, Ivy, you got some guys who are talented, who run the floor well. The biggest thing to me I saw in that game was just – and I talked to a couple of Celtic coaches later on after the game was Wiseman. Wiseman, the second player picked in the draft by Golden State. Golden State let him go. This kid, I'm trying to figure out why he's not good. He's athletic. He runs the floor. And if he had been with Golden State, all they're asking you to do is be like Looney over there. They just want you to rebound and pass the basketball and block shots. He looked like he was capable of doing that, but man, he just looked, he looks lost out on the basketball floor.
Yeah, man. He's never found his.
It's just sad to see a young kid like that with so much promise and so much talent. I mean, physically, long arms, strong, runs the floor, but doesn't really know how to play the game.
Yeah, and you thought this great for a fresh start, I should say, in Detroit would open things up for him. But yeah, he hasn't really shown much growth ever since his stint there. I mean, a little bit in compared to the guy he was when he was with the Golden State Warriors. But yeah, I'm with you, man. We're still waiting for him to blossom, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Yeah, just to blossom and see where it is. But, you know, you get back to the Celtics and what they've done with their bench and the players they have. To see Hauser have a game the way he did in Washington, knocking down, like get the 10 threes or something like that, which was crazy.
10. He was going for the record, Max. Damn, too bad.
You know what?
He got hurt.
As much as I would like for him to get the record, I think he could have done it naturally. It was, the biggest takeaway in the last couple of games was what happened to Derek White when Derek White had the triple-double. And the Celtics almost tried to force that triple-double. And Derek White, I talked to him about it. He said, he was on the air, and he said later on, he said, how'd you feel with stat padding? He said, it was horrible. He said, I stopped playing poor. I was making bad decisions because I was trying to force something which wasn't natural.
Right.
And that's a cool thing for a young kid like that to understand, like, okay, I don't want to play like that. It shouldn't be about those records, but it should be more about wins. And that's the only thing I looked at that game that there was a negative takeaway. I understand it was like a triple-double. You know, a lot of people haven't done it before, but still in today's basketball, I don't think it really has a place to actually go out and do it unless you're doing it naturally.
Right, but you know what's cool about that, though? The part that I love about this story is when the head coach steps in and says, you know what, man? You've been working your ass off. You're that dude on both ends of the floor. Go ahead and get your triple-double, man. Once you get the approval from the head coach, that's great, Max. Come on, man.
No,
it wasn't like it's a close game. Why not? Get your triple-double, Derek.
It's not great just the way because it's manufactured. You know, the natural way it happens –
The last assist was. That's true.
The last assist, you were trying. You set up a play for Derek White to pass it over to somebody to shoot the basketball.
He's got
to
make the shot. If he doesn't make the shot, he would have got pulled.
That's the toughest thing to do. So what happens if they don't make the shot? You going to keep him in for another 5 minutes until he gets the assist? Let's play devil's advocate here. What happens if he get hurt? What happens if he gets hurt?
Then we're having this discussion here on the Central
Podcast. Yeah, you'd be having a whole other discussion. Like, oh my God, I can't believe that Joe Mazzulla left him out there in that situation.
And I'd be Joe, you got to be more responsible than that.
I appreciate the fact that he got it, but the way he got it, he talked about it himself and saying, I was not comfortable with the stat padding. And yeah. I sure might have been our guy, Gary Washburn, might have asked him, How'd you feel about that? Was somebody, one of the reporters who asked him about that.
Especially if he got hurt. You know, Gary would be asking that question.
Oh.
But good thing he didn't get hurt. Yeah, man. Shout out to Derek White. First career triple-double. Just how many players in this game scored 20-plus? And I know it's the Detroit Pistons. They're not one of the top teams in the Eastern Conference. But I just love that win because the guys that shine outside of the normal starters. You know, I talked about it from the top, man. Between Peyton Pritchard and Luke Kornet, man, they're putting together a lot of games now. And this is like a streak they're on. I think it's worth saying, man. They got the momentum going for sure.
Yeah. Oh, you look at their bench, man, right now. Peyton Pritchard's playing well. And everybody thought that was going to be the downfall. I thought Persett was a guy I'd want to play more because he's a rebounder. He's an energy guy. Right. But now everybody said that Kato was going to be the guy who was going to step in and take Luke's spot. Luke, no, I do this well. I am a great backup to Porzingis. I'm a great backup to Al Horford. So he's leveraged that spot and played extremely well.
And with that, the Celtics have a 10-game lead at top of the Eastern Conference. 10 games. I know you guys are doing this back in the 80s, Max, but since I've been watching this team,
'80s, we were not like that because Philly was always a team that was just as good as us. If we won 60 games, Philly won 62. If we won 60, if they won 61, we win 62. So it's always close until the end of the season. I don't think I've seen any runaway like this in the last couple of years. We think about one team being this dominant in the Eastern Conference. But the thing you keep talking about, Josue, is this. My broadcast partner, Sean Grandy, talks about it right now. He said the Boston Celtics are clearly one of the best teams in the history of basketball offensively. And he's right.
Football season may be over, but the action on the floor is heating up. Whether it's a tournament season or the fight for a playoff home court, there's no shortage of high-stakes basketball moments this time of year. Get in on the excitement with Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app, where you can turn your hoops knowledge into serious cash. Testing my skills on Prize Picks this season is the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $1,000 with just a few taps. Prize Picks is really simple to play, and I can make my picks and submit my entry in less than 60 seconds. Download the app today and use code CLNS for a first deposit match up to $100. Use the code CLNS for the first deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Absolutely.
But, in Boston, what does that get you?
I was just going to say.
If you don't win the championship, what does that get you?
I mean, that's it. It doesn't get you anything until you get that last thing.
You want me to take you down Dudley to get a QP doll or something? You know, down on one of these streets to, you know, pick something up? I mean, it's a great story. Right. John Grant is right. We should be living the moment, but that's not how society is. Society is not, I'm living the moment. Society is living the future, and it's what you do at the very end. I will be so happy and relieved. And I talked to Joe Mazzulla about this. I said, you know, there's a lot of pressure on you guys right now. A lot of pressure on Tatum. He said, I don't want it to be any pressure on Tatum. I have to find a way to eliminate that pressure. I said, it's impossible. He's like, why? I said, because of social media. Mm-hmm. Jason Tatum has probably, 3-4 million followers? Yep. Knowing what his son does, where he eats at, what kind of car, who he's dating. So, no, you can't eliminate the pressure until you actually win it. And hopefully they can win it this year to eliminate that pressure. And here's the thing about it. This team is good enough now, the way it's constructed, to win multiple championships. Right. If they can break through this year. Or you start looking at, is this the Buffalo Bills during the 90s? The team that went to the Super Bowl 4 times and never won it. I think that, and there's a lot of other things that are kind of going along with that, Josue. It's the fact that LeBron James talked about it. He said, it took me to 28.
I was going
to
bring it up. Yep.
And it took this. But who wants to hear what LeBron said? That's a wolf in sheep's clothing right there. You really think LeBron James gives a damn about, you know, Jason Tatum?
He's applying that pressure right now just by saying that, man.
Right.
Adding more.
Absolutely. Put more pressure. Yeah, you need to win one. It's possible, you know.
Don't you get one before the age that I got one, right? I had to turn 28 before I grabbed mine. Yeah, for sure, man. That's added pressure. But we have to credit Tatum for adapting to the pressure up until this point, though, right? And the same thing could be said about Jaylen Brown. I mean, Jaylen Brown, listen, people could say whatever they want about what happened, you know, All-Star Weekend, the dunk on all. For me, that was a huge stepping stone because he showed he put his personality out there. He was on stage. And I think that was a huge step for him. I think it's, you know, no coincidence that he's gone on this offensive tear ever since,
and I'm not sure if it's the All-Star break, but I think he's just more comfortable with himself. You know, when you get one of the highest paid contracts in the history of the NBA, automatically there's pressure.
1,000%.
Can you shoot? How he handles the ball? Does he lose the ball? Let me tell you, really, I think the key to this has been Kristaps Porzingis. Mm. I mean, those guys, between Jaylen Brown and Kristaps.
Yeah, they're tight, man.
These are the tightest dudes. This is this is going back to the 90s. It's like Hall and Oates or some group you think about. Like, man, these dudes are, you know, cops and robbers. Yeah.
They're probably the closest ones on the team.
Look, yeah. They call themselves right now Cookies and Cream. And what do you think Baskin Robbins or Ben and Jerry?
Oh, they're about to sign a deal.
Yeah, Ben and Jerry's like, yo, whoa, hold up with that Cookies and Cream thing. But Kristoff has, I don't think I've seen Jaylen Brown smile as much or as aggressive as he's been. I love everything about what he's doing this year because you're saying it, and I believe it. His persona has come out so much more. And even right. The mean side. You give me the mean Jaylen. You give me the mean Jaylen Brown. You give me the stank-faced Jaylen Brown. I take that all day.
Oh, he's been there's a number of victims from this season. How many players he's dunked on this year, man. It's incredible. Yeah, man, he's having a blast out there, and I love it. I just think the two go hand in hand, man, for sure. But between the two of them, too.
Give me the way you think about that. Was that the dunk of the year that we saw with Anthony Edwards?
Yes.
Well, yeah, I'm not sure, but the other kid.
Jalen Johnson might have been worse. Yes. Cool. Yeah, man, that's a great question because for me, the Edwards is the extension. But, man, Johnson, he took off.
Are you talking about the dunk that he had against the Lakers? That dunk, or are you talking about the one where the kid was like he was doing chin ups on the rim? I'm just not sure. This.
I mean, no, the Collins one is the other one, the first one.
That was
nasty. And he hurt his left hand on it.
Oh, it got poked all in the eye.
The same night, what was that? I think it was Jalen John. The other dunk was crazy.
Yeah, you're talking about the in L.A. And
the LA one, which happened the same night, was a half hour later. Nice,
but there's another one that's out there. We're gonna put this on the, these three dunks up, and we're just gonna go, oh my god, I've seen them this year, just been crazy.
Yeah, it wasn't LA. My fault. I want to make sure it was the right game. Yeah, but it was Jalen Johnson over Austin.
But how about and then the Kyrie Irving left hand floater, bro.
I know, man. It's been a fun week in the NBA, man. It's that time of the year. Bro, teams are getting ready for the playoffs, man.
Well,
oh, man. The victims, though.
But let me ask you this. Why did
Giannis
playing then tonight?
I know. But hold on, Max. Which one got it worse, though? Because if you ask me, I think Austin Reeves got it worse. Like, the way he got dunked on, man, it was
grill. That was tea bags. Those is his bag, his nuts.
I want to make that clear. Like, that's
in his damn face. That was that. But again, I don't know.
That's what I wanted to make sure we were clear on. All right,
cool. Yeah, his nuts were all up in his damn face.
Collins got hurt, but yo, Reeves got hurt. Like, that hurts more watching that
replay. Reeves' feelings got hurt. He asked him about it later on. One of the reporters said, "So what do you think about it?" He said, "Hell, you saw it, man. You're talking about what? How did that feel?"
You don't want to watch that again.
I did. You saw it. He said, "Shit, I saw it up close and personal. I don't want to see that again." So, yeah, that's just it really is interesting to see. But the mad dash.
Austin said, "I lived it. I don't need to watch it, man. I lived it."
How about the mad dash just out west, though? Something's running away with man. The East, but the mad dash out west right now, that's fascinating to me.
It is, man. But yeah, man, no, like you just said before I had to reiterate, no Giannis in this game. The Milwaukee Bucks do face the Celtics one more time at Milwaukee in April. And yeah, Max, I was doing the same thing, man. I was shaking my head thinking, what an opportunity for them to pull up one more time in Boston, play everyone. And listen, I know Giannis has been out, but I thought they were ramping him up for this opportunity Thursday.
I totally agree. This is a needed game for them. Psychologically.
It is. Doc's playing games, man.
Needs to come in here and establish some positive energy. You come in here now without Giannis, even if you win, people are going to be like, hey. If you lose, people are going to expect you to lose. It's not a pretty picture.
It's not, man. But
hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
The Celtics just continue to dominate. A six-game win streak. That's the sign of a championship team, man. At least that regular season, when you just see them go on a winning streak, lose a game, go on another one, lose a game, and then go like that. That's the pattern right there.
You're right. This is a scary team to watch when you think about what they can do and how they play. I don't care. I mean, it's just sad that we're in a position that it is, what can you do for me now? What will you do for me later? Because as great as the Celtics have been this year, you look at the talk shows, they don't even talk about the Celtics right now. They talk about the Bruins more than they talk about the Celtics, because the Bruins have disappointed a little bit. But the Celtics, the way they play, it's like, especially the talk shows here in Boston,
they just want to wait for the playoffs, man, Max. That's the way it always is here in Boston, man. They just like, show it. Show us that you actually have a chance to win the championship. Like, you know, show us when you're there, when you're closer. And we'll see what we'll see everything change in April and May. Put it that way. You think Joe Mazzulla feels it though? You think he feels like, man, this could be it? Because he doesn't have a whole lot of experience, obviously, as head coach, but to be in the position that he's in right now looks a hell of a lot more comfortable than he did last year.
Joe Mazzulla, he does this thing where he walks around the court before the game, and I was there early, had an event. Probably maybe 3 hours before anybody got in the building. And Joe Mazzulla walks around the court, rosary beads. And he walks around by three, and he has these beads in his hand. And he stopped in front of me. He said, Max, he said, what number were you? He said, which championship you win? I said, 81 and 84. He said, you were finals MVP. He said, that's the first time I really talked to Joe. He said, I really admire you. He said, and I said, I like you too. And I said, I hope that you guys play. Well, he said, well, and that's when he was talking about the pressure. Mm. He said, and it was so crazy. Just the way the man literally had seemed like he had tears in his eyes, saying, I would do anything to bring a championship banner here. And I'm just hoping and praying that he does, because he deserves it. The team deserves it. You know, what he's been through back and forth, he just, I would do anything. He said, I don't care who I have to kill. And I said, well, I need to find out about that guy, Gary Washburn, to make sure he's going to be okay. And Joe Mazzulla just bust out laughing. Because if you guys don't know, him and our guy, Gary Washburn, they are like salt and pepper. I mean, they're just between the two of them is just absolutely crazy.
Complete opposites in a sense. That's incredible, man. Like, that's what I'm talking about. I'm like, if you're Joe Mazzulla, you got to feel it. Not that you have to talk about it or go up there and keep bringing it up, because that's not the way to do it. Just stay the course, stick with what's been working. But
you can't, at this point, can you stay the course when your team is one of the best teams right now in NBA history offensively? This is one of the best teams we've seen offensively in the history of the NBA. And Joe Mazzulla said it at one time. He said, this team only can get better offensively. He says he sees the light. And they have. I mean, to watch Drew Holiday now kind of get to where he needs to get, shooting the basketball. Right. Yeah. Derek White's had an all-star year. We know what Tatum, and we know, you know, what Brown has done this year. Tatum has been surreal. Porzingis has fit in like a glove. And everybody said, well, you don't have a bench. And you look at those bench guys come in. Al Horford's been fantastic. This team stays healthy, just stays healthy. I just wanted to be healthy in the playoffs and see exactly what they can do and try not to feel the pressure, because the pressure. I don't care who it is. Pressure bust pipes. This team has a tremendous amount of pressure on them because they have set themselves up for failure because they've been so damn good. Yeah. They've been, just wait, they've been so fucking good. They've been like Big Poppy would say, so fucking good that, you know, that they have set, they've set a standard, you know, that, you know, that can any team live up to that standard, that the bar they've set right now for themselves?
100%. Man, 14 games left in the regular season. And of course, it's going to fly by. We got you there every step of the way. You already know. Cedric Maxwell Podcast. With that, wrap up the show.
You know, the thing that I love about this is when I talk about David Ortiz, you never refer to him as his nickname. So it puzzles me. You know, some of our
his name's Ortiz. What you mean?
Nobody calls him that.
I don't use that slang, man. I don't say the whole Poppy thing. The Puerto Ricans, you know, the Dominicans do it too. It's not really the Honduran thing, you know, to be throwing around.
I've seen everybody around.
Yeah, when's the last time?
God, everybody around here. He goes any place. Everybody, Poppy, Big Poppy. I never see you use that because you're like what's a grown man calling another man Poppy for?
Exactly. How many of you boys you call Daddy? What up, Daddy? But that's a thing though. See, some guys say, like, maybe some old school people be like, "What's good, Daddy?" Like, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. I can't do it. But yo, no knock to people who do it. No knock, right? That's y'all slang. That's cool. I'm more of a, you know, what up, man? Or, you know, what up? You know, like, I don't even know.
What's up, David? What? You know, he.
Yeah. Or someone's got a nickname. You know, I said, what up, Max? Or like.
You know, he don't never hear that. He'll never hear, hey, what's up, David? How you doing? He'll never hear that. Except if he was in your community, then he'd hear David. And that would be from you, only you. God, that's funny.
And with that, we wrap up this episode of Cedric Maxwell Podcast. Subscribe, you already know. Share episodes as well. All of that helps, man. We appreciate the continuous support, man. He's Cedric Maxwell. I am Josue Pavone. We'll check you guys out next week.